As with so many Broadway shows, In the Heights is about everyday people with big dreams that have yet to be realized, which they sing about in flashy, full-throated fashion. The story originated on the stage, its 2008 production winning 4 Tonys and launching the career of star and composer Lin-Manuel Miranda, who was inspired by his childhood amongst the Dominican and Puerto Rican communities of New York's Washington Heights. As in Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, the action here is limited to a single New York borough in the midst of an oppressive heat wave. In the Heights has a sprawling ensemble cast, but it mostly revolves around two couples. The first is Usnavi, played by Anthony Ramos, who owns the corner store where so much of the movie's action is set, and Vanessa, played by Melissa Barrera, who works at the local salon. The second couple is Nina, played by Leslie Grace, back home after a semester at Stanford, and Benny, Corey Hawkins, the star employee of the taxi dispatch station owned by Nina's father, Jimmy Smits. Yes, they have aspirations that extend beyond the neighborhood. Usnavi dreams of returning to his birthplace in the Dominican Republic. Vanessa dreams of being a designer, collecting fabric scraps from the dumpster behind the Fashion Academy. Nina feels like an imposter in her old neighborhood, where she's seen as a success, and like an outsider at her mostly white university. Everyone else, meanwhile, buys lotto tickets from Usnavi's store, dreaming of winning it big and finally escaping their drudgery. The movie is, of course, set in a fantasy world where everyone breaks out into song and knows all the same dance steps, and yet the sets look real, lived in. The public pool, the hair salon, the basketball courts, the bodega. That's typical of director John M. Chu, a former dancer whose earliest credits include some Step Up sequels and a couple Justin Bieber concert films. He knows how to bring energy and kineticism to his musical numbers, though he relies too often on medium and close-up shots that sometimes obscure the elaborate choreography. The film's editing style, in which rhythmic cutting does the heavy lifting, is more in keeping with contemporary music videos than classic movie musicals, which prioritize the movements of the dancers above all else. There are still some terrific musical moments, buoyed by Miranda's now trademark blend of hip-hop, spoken word poetry, and Latin pop. 96,000, the number in which everyone pines for Powerball winnings, references Busby Berkeley, and When You're Home begins as a romantic duet that blooms into a multicultural block party. Perhaps the best stretch of the film begins with a dance-off inside a roiling club crowd, continues through a blackout, and ends with hundreds of stories, in which the neighborhood's resident abuela, played by Olga Merediz, wanders through ghost-like subway trains that recall her past in the Dominican Republic. Maybe it's fortuitous that In the Heights should hit theaters months before Steven Spielberg's remake of West Side Story, since Miranda's show feels almost like a rebuke of the most dubious elements of that Bernstein-Sondheim classic. Although much has been written about the lack of Afro-Latinos in the film's main cast, this is a movie about gentrification creeping into communities and robbing them of personality and history, and about the immigrants who look on while clinging to their cultural identities. The details of this story are contemporary, but the themes are timeless, and yet it's also the sort of old-fashioned entertainment we don't get much of anymore. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.